In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Dear brothers and sisters, let us now acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world.
Let us pray. God our Father, who by sending into the world the word of truth and the spirit of sanctification, made known to the human race your wondrous mystery, grant us, we pray, that in professing the true faith, we may acknowledge the Trinity of eternal glory and adore your unity, powerful in majesty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Early in the morning, Moses went up Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, taking along the two stone tablets. Having come down in a cloud, the Lord stood with Moses there and proclaimed his name, Lord. Thus the Lord passed before him and cried out, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity. Moses at once bowed down to the ground in worship. Then he said, if I find favor with you, O Lord, do come along in our company. This is indeed a stiff-necked people, yet pardon our wickedness and sins, and receive us as your own. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Glory and praise forever. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. And blessed is your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and exalted above all for all ages. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and glorious above all forever. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Glory and praise forever.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, rejoice, mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the holy ones greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to God who is, who was, and who is to come.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, rejoice. Mend your ways. Encourage one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. These words of the second reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians are proclaimed to us on this Sunday, as many of you know, to be Holy Trinity Sunday. We might dwell upon that for just a moment, because those words are telling you and I how we ought to live. While the first reading in the Gospel mentions, God said to Moses, "My name is Lord," and the Gospel, "Anyone who believes in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." Identity, knowing the name of God and the nature of God, is much of what this Sunday celebrates. But there is another message I wish to share with you today. And I think many will understand why. Today I don't feel that the best thing to do is to enter deeply into the theological understanding of the Trinitarian nature of God. Just suffice to say that if we are children of our Heavenly Father, we are called to live as children of that same God. And what does that look like? Let me read a letter, or at least some parts of a letter that I received many years ago. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to write to you about something I believe disfigures the face of society, the church, and individuals. Racism is a serious sin. It is a refusal to accept God's creative plan that all human beings are made in His image and likeness, that all persons have the same Heavenly Father, regardless of their race or nationality. The teaching of Jesus Christ, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself," is intended to be inclusive, extending even to those whom we reject because of their ethnic or racial differences. The Catholic Church proclaims that all races are children of God and brothers and sisters to one another. The gospel truth is echoed in our Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These words we all know well. This basic principle is spelled out in our Constitution and repeated in legislative enactments these past 200 years. We can rightly say that racism, then, is un-American and contrary to the laws of our nation. We must recognize that overt acts of racism are criminal. This letter was written in May of 1997 by Bishop James Griffin of this diocese, 2 years after I was ordained. And not just to me, as you can see, but to the whole Church of Columbus. And acknowledging what we know and believe to be our American freedoms and ideals, there is a point being made that this has been, sadly, and again, since it was written in 97, this has been, sadly, a part of the history of our nation. The fact that we are dealing with this here and now, today, in our world, means that you and I cannot say that was from generations ago or problems from other places. You and I must be integrally a part of the change. We have to acknowledge and accept that this is real, and if anything is to change, we can't look out there at some other group or some other place. You and I have to be a part of it. He goes on to say in his letter, "As a church, we must examine and confront the subtle forms of racism of which we are guilty. The Catholic Church in the United States is an overwhelmingly white church. As the bishops of the Committee on Black Catholics stated, history reveals that racism has played a powerful role in discouraging African Americans from the Catholic Church as a spiritual home. It is therefore vitally important that predominantly white parishes learn to worship and live as open invitations to people of all races My friends, we could repeat and re-emphasize that statement. It is therefore vitally important that predominantly white parishes learn to worship and live as open invitations to peoples of all races. We need to change our hospitality habits in order to become a true gathering of believers. We must face the challenge of ourselves from the bonds of racism. He says again, those reading this letter who are Catholic must remember that we find our unity with Christ and one another in the Eucharist. Each time I distribute Holy Communion to various congregations around the diocese, I am made aware of our unity in diversity. Faces of those receiving Christ are of all colors, and yet all hunger after the same Lord. In this hunger is the key to our unity. I think of how we have hungered and longed to return back into this worship space and to gather again at the altar, and again only now just the second weekend to approach and receive the Eucharist. But we are not the only ones who hunger for God. Our bishop said, if we are to remove the sin and crime of racism from our midst, we must start with the self. All social sin begins in the choices of individuals to be unjust and is sustained by our blindness to those initial choices. As the evangelist St. John says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. We can say the same thing about prejudices. We all have them, though we may never have faced them honestly. This letter is available to all of you on the diocesan website, on our parish IC website. I strongly encourage each one of us to read it and to reflect upon it. If there will be change, we personally and individually must face ourselves in the mirror and say, what must I change in my attitudes, in my habits, in the way I think, in the way I greet my neighbor, in the way we welcome with hospitality everyone in our church to come to the table of the Lord? Bishop Brennan, our bishop, has called for our diocese on Tuesday, June 9th, to a day of prayer and fasting to end racism, bring healing into our land and into our world and in our church. I ask that we do that here. He will be celebrating a special mass of peace and justice at the cathedral. He will be calling all of us to participate and to again, look personally at our own lives so that our society may change and we may treat one another with respect. I ask that we reflect on this seriously, that we confront ourselves in a mirror and say, what must I change? What attitudes do I have? And acknowledge and pray to our God as the God of all peoples. We say in our scriptures and believe shortly here in our creed that we believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that we are children of that same God. What does that mean for us to live that? St. Paul said in that second reading, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Mend your ways. Encourage one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men, for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Humbly, we bring our prayers of petition to our most merciful, loving, and gracious God.
We pray that the teaching and preaching of the Church lead all to desire in the life of the Blessed Trinity. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in our world, for an end to war, an end to racism, senseless violence, civil unrest, for our military men and women, police, firefighters, all those who serve to protect, to keep us safe. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those struggling with their faith, may the love of the Trinity give them hope and peace. we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
The people everywhere come to respect the dignity and sanctity of all human life, from the moment of conception until natural death. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are sick, all those suffering from any type of illness, mental, physical, or spiritual, especially those members of our families, our loved ones, and our parish who are ill at this time. For all those for whom we have promised to pray, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, for Robert Dusterberg, whose funeral mass we celebrated yesterday, and for all of our loved ones who have died in the hope of the resurrection, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the people of this parish for whom this mass is being offered, for all those special intentions that we bring forth today in the silence of our hearts and place on this altar, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we gather together these our prayers of petition, those we voiced, those we carry in the silence of our hearts, as we present them to you as brothers and sisters, one family in Christ. We trust that you will grant to each of us all that is good and holy, and we ask them through Christ our Lord. Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Sanctify by the invocation of your name, we pray, O Lord our God, this oblation of our service, and by it make of us an eternal offering to you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord, not in the unity of a single person, but in a trinity of one substance. For what you have revealed to us of your glory, we believe equally of your Son and of the Holy Spirit, so that in the confessing of the true and eternal Godhead, you might be adored in what is proper to each person, their unity in substance, and their equality in majesty. For this is praised by angels and archangels, cherubim too, and seraphim, who never cease to cry out each day as with one voice they acclaim. Gives you praise, for through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven. And as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis, our Pope, Robert, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory. To Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
We will now pray together an act of spiritual communion, asking the Lord to give us the graces of the sacrament of the Eucharist. Even though some of us are not able to receive the Eucharist at this time. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
And just a gentle reminder about our communion procedures. A single aisle in the center. An usher will let you out at the time to come forward by pew. You may stay together as households. As you approach our communion stations and bow, please pull your mask down to receive. We ask everyone to receive only on the hand.
Taste and see.
Let us pray. May receiving this sacrament, O Lord our God, bring us health of body and soul as we confess your eternal Holy Trinity and undivided unity through Christ our Lord.
Amen. We have established the Immaculate Conception Emergency Response Fund in cooperation with a grant from the Catholic Foundation. If you have been adversely affected during this time by the COVID-19 pandemic, we ask that you contact the parish office to see how we can help. Immaculate Conception is here to serve, and we feel honored to answer that call in Jesus' name. The Sacrament of Confession is available on Tuesdays from 5:30 to 6 p.m. and Friday mornings from 9:30 to 10 a.m. or by appointment. And Immaculate Conception will not hold this year's Vacation Bible School. While it is unfortunate that we cannot meet this summer, we are planning to restart next summer.
And hopefully you remembered. If not, well, we'll give you another chance. But we announced last weekend about a blessing of holy water. So if you have your holy water with you, or for those who are streaming, you have a bottle of holy water there, we'll ask God's blessing. Since we cannot receive it here at the church, you'll have it in your homes. Let us pray. Blessed are you, Lord, all-powerful God, who in Christ, the living water of salvation, blessed and transformed us. Grant that when we are sprinkled with this water or make use of it, we will be refreshed inwardly by the power of the Holy Spirit and continue to walk in the new life we received at baptism. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Three persons pray.